Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Drake is defending his friendship with Millie Bobby Brown, one of the actresses from Stranger Things. You probably know who she is. She plays Eleven. But they have been pretty public about their friendship since about 2017. Apparently, she met him backstage at one of his concerts. And there have been a couple of interviews where she's talked about the fact that they text and he gives her advice about boys. And
you know, I remember when she came out and said that, we were all, because we've been talking about this for a while. Like,
yeah,
something seems off about this.
I don't think so. I really don't.
Oh, I remember you took that stance last time.
I really think it's like a mentorship thing here, but we're so wrapped up in like the lowest common denominator of negativity that I thought that, you know, he's been doing this his entire life also.
Being in the entertainment industry?
Yeah, at a very young age. And I didn't think there was anything sexual about it. I mean, aren't we all looking for mentors?
We are. And if he was in movies and did TV regularly, then I could see that. But he does music.
I think it's the celebrity part of the whole thing. And are we saying that you can't have a mentor that's the opposite sex without people immediately assuming there's something weird and sexual about it?
It's not that. It's not about having plenty of people have mentors of the opposite sex. It's the difference in age. I mean, she was in her like mid-teens. That's where it gets weird.
I think it's the difference in age and the difference in career track. I mean, like, he was really good in Degrassi, but not that good.
Yeah.
So I think
not good enough to be a mentor.
Yeah. Exactly. And so I think that's why people just have some red flags. And I don't think anybody's saying that anything is actually going on, but I think there have just been so many horror stories about Hollywood and the entertainment industry and older men taking positions of power and grooming people that it makes people nervous.
And if Idris Elba wanted to be her mentor, that makes sense to me.
Just because it's the same industry?
Yes.
I just think the entertainment industry is the entertainment industry. And I think we're, like I said, I don't want to repeat myself, but it happened to him at such a young age also that I just think that that's where he felt like, hey, let me guide you through this because, you know what? Young celebrities don't live the same life as young kids that aren't celebrities.
Is it the industry or is it just celebrity? Because I feel like I thought it was all right, because they're celebrities. What if they weren't and it was just the age and it was just the dynamics of a man his age hanging out with a woman? I would feel like it would be weird.
Girl.
I'm sorry. Girl.
Well, there has to be some kind of common denominator there for sure.
Yeah, so people are a little weirded out. He's 36, she's 19, and in a new song that he dropped on his most recent album, it seems like he's just trying to put down the haters a little bit. So in one of the lyrics, he says, weirdos in my comments talking about some Millie Bobby. Look, bring them jokes up to the game. Gang, we get to really flock in, or send a finger to your mama in some FedEx boxes. Open up that S, it's jaw dropping. And he gets kind of aggressive in the tone, kind of like the undertone is stop talking about it because nothing's going on.
Does some of this have to do with Drake himself? I mean, because he's such an F boy, right?
Uh-huh.
That if we weren't talking about Drake and we were talking about somebody else that I can't think of right off the top of my head, it would have a different tone to it?
Yes. I think so, because okay. Idris Elba, I think that was a perfect example. I think if it was him, nobody would have batted an eye, but it's because of Drake. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Drake, he's continuing to give away money and gifts at his shows. And the most recent one in Toronto, he gave a Mercedes-Benz G-Wagon away worth $140,000. And I saw somebody post about this on Twitter, and I thought it was hysterical because this is the one thing that nobody's talking about. But somebody captioned the video and said, Drake creates tax nightmare for total stranger.
Well, you Talk about a spin, man. Talk about everything being negative. I mean, come on.
But isn't that the case? Wouldn't they have to pay some kind of tax on that?
Yes, they would.
But I mean, it really, I mean, come on. I'm not like a huge Drake fan. This seems unfair to me, though. Rather than spin it like, oh my God, he did something nice. Oh, now he put some stress on her because it's a tax break. Come on.
And you can decline the gift if you're not. I mean, we've had massive giveaways on this show, and the winner has the option to accept or decline because there will be taxes assigned to it.
But the fact that that's the headline, you know, it really is such a negative spin.
Like the couple that he sent to Turks and Caicos might have to buy drinks when they get there.
It's not all-inclusive?
No! Oh, the nerve of him.
He should have sent them to sandals. Okay, speaking of celebs and their money, Lana Del Rey says at every concert she puts on in a different city, she donates all the proceeds back into the city. She doesn't take a single penny. She posted on TikTok and said, every city I've gone to before this and now, I just want to let you know, every ticket, every dollar, it is poured right back into the city because it's not about that for me. It makes you wonder how you're paying your bills. It's expensive to tour and stuff. Okay, Sophie Turner, she's making a bold fashion statement because she's wearing a Taylor Swift friendship bracelet and she's having a little nod back to Joe Jonas. Mm-hmm. People are noticing this on Instagram. She posted a photo of her friendship bracelet that said Fearless, and in the Swiftie community is highly known that Fearless is mainly about Joe Jonas. So she's throwing a little shade. When this reality star is out of almond milk, no worries. He just uses his fiance's breast milk. It's on your next e-buzz offer. What was that, Mo?
I'm sorry, Luke asked. I wasn't ready.
It's on your next e-buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.